Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Mem Gimel, and we are back, Be'ez Hashem, and hopefully get on a regular schedule. We will start a couple lines up from the bottom of on Mem Beis Amid Beis, Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa, so we started the sixth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and we are trying to find the source for the halacha of Motzi'in Oso L'Soklo. We know the Dalan Mises Bezdin. The first one discussed here is Skila, and the question is, the Mishnah said that the Beis HaSkila is outside the Bezdin. Outside the Bezdin. The question is, how do you know the Beis HaSkila is outside the Bezdin? Minalan, how do we know? So we had a source yesterday relating to, we brought a Gzeir Shava from Shkutei Chutz and the Chatos Chitzonios, and now we are up to another source. Rav Papa Amar, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Rav Papa says, Moshe Hechav Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu, where was he sitting when was told about the Mechalal Shabbos? Moshe Hechav Yosef Machane Leviyah. He was in the Machane Leviyah. Va'amar le'Rachman, and the Torah says, Hotzei es ha-Mekalel al Michutz la'Machane. And the Torah says, take the Mechalal out, Michutz la'Machane. Right? Even I'm sorry, this was not the Mechalal Shabbos yet. We will best get to that. But the Mechalal, the Megadif. So take him out of Michutz L'machaneh. Chutz L'machaneh L'viyah. So that meant out of one Machaneh. Vayotziyu es ha-Mechalel ha-Michutz L'machaneh. Chutz L'machaneh Yisrael. And the next pasuk that says, and they took him out, so a double lashon of taking him out. So that's how you know that he went out of Shalosh Machanos. That's how you know we know the Beis HaSkila was Chutz L'gimel Machanos. Says the Gemara, how do we know that that last line is referring to an additional Yitziyah? Haimi boy leili asiyah. That last line just tells us that they carried out what they were supposed to do. Vayotziyu asamakala. They took him out. Doesn't mean that there's an extra line here, a double hotza'a. So Gemara says, asiyah behed yuksiva. No, asiyah is said beferish. Uvenei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Bnei Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe. And therefore, the other pasuk of Vayotziyu has to be coming to teach me something and not coming to just tell me exactly what happened. Says the Gemara, really? So specific actions discussing what happened, besides the general of an Israel Asu, is extra. Elameata vayir gemu osa oven, my avdilei. What about that pasuk that they actually stoned him? Says the Gemara, Mahomi Bailik Tanya. So that also, you're right, is teaching me something, because the Bnei Yisrael Asu, that's the pasuk that teaches me that it was actually carried out. So what is this pasuk of a Yirgamu teaching me? Teach me the following, Mahomi Bailik Tanya, Vayirgamu Oso Ba'aven, Oso Vilobik Suso. As Hashem will learn in a couple of days, a person is not fully clothed when they are Niskal. So Oso, we stone him Vilobik Suso. Even, why does he use the singular lashon even? Shemes be'even achas yotza. That if he dies with the first even, then we are yotze archiv of uviarta harami kerbecha. Right? Just it doesn't have to dafka be more than one even, even if it's a singular even. The Israch Lemichtav Evan, Israch Lemichtav Avanim, and the Gemara says that it has to say Evan here by Makalel, and it says Avanim, the plural, by Makoshesh, by two of the people who are Chayim Misa in the Midbar, as we've discussed the Makoshesh often over the last couple of weeks and months regarding Tzlafchad and his Kavanis and the Marsha there in Baba Basra. Dikaz Rachmana, Evan. So why do you have to say one time singular, one time plural? Evan and Avanim. Dikaz Rachmana, Evan, Hava Amina, Hecha. If it just said Evan, I would have thought one stone is it. That's the chiyuv. You do it, you're done. And even if the person did not die by that one Evan, we would not bring another one to kill. Meaning, the focus sounds like it's a Maisa Skila, right? Not the result of the person being Niskal. And what's the svar for that Havamina? Once I did one thing, that's it. It's a maisa that I have a chiyuv. Maybe the purpose isn't just to kill. The purpose is to scare. The purpose is to v'chal ha'am yishmu v'yirau. So I might have thought that one is it. So kazav rachman avadim. That's why the Gemara comes along. The Torah says avanim, meaning maybe that havamin is totally not true, right? Because it's not about the maisa hariga by Bezdin. It's about the result of removing the ra, and therefore it's about one has to bring avanim. Avanim, and if it only said Avanim, Hava Mina Meikar and Icy Tarti. I would have thought, okay, originally you bring two, Kasav Rachmana, then no, you can only always bring one and hope that the person, it's finished even with one, and if not, then one would bring two. Okay, that is all source number two for the Beis Haskila being outside the Makom HaBezdin. The whole first source was the Gzeira Shava learned from Anam HaBeis yesterday, and now we have the second Makar based on the Psukim themselves, Hotzeias HaMakalel and Vayotzius HaMakalel. Says the Gemara, V'ha'haitana Nemar Kamar. What did Rav Papa just do here? Didn't opinion number one, as we've just said, isn't that a Gzeira Shava? So how does he argue on that? He quotes a different limud. Isn't there a Gzeira Shava? It says Nemar. Nemar kan here, v'nemar kan there. Says the Rashi on the third line. V'ha haitana de la'el ne'emar kamar. Mi Gzeira Shava de parim yalifla. V'heich yasara papa la'afluge yaledatana. Right, how is he able to argue on that? Asked the Chlushi Haran, right, maybe he argues based on Tosfos' problem. Right, Tosfos on yesterday's daf, V'nemar b'parim, on Membeis Mabeis. Tosfos says, Tema, the rules of learning drushos in Kachim are different than learning rules elsewhere. Says the Tosfos, V'abekachim davar halamed behekish ein chozer malamed v'gzer shava. There are various rules and regulations in terms of limudim in Kachim and limudim elsewhere. So asks Tosfos, you know, how exactly does that Gzeira Shava work? So says the Ran, maybe that's Gufa, you know, why Rav Papa does not accept this Gzeira Shava. The Efshar says the Yechlushi Aran, D'mishum haitaim anadu Rav Papa v'Rav Ashi v'lo yalfi miach Gzeira Shava, elami mekalal atzmo. U'mishum hachi suggest the Ran, that's exactly what the Gemara is going to answer. It doesn't say beferish, but maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is going to answer. What does the Gemara say? Second to last skinny line, ilu lo nomar kamar. Meaning, you're right. If it wouldn't be for this pasik, then we would use the Gzeira Shava. V'hachi kamar, this is how we should understand it. Ilu lo nomar kra, if we wouldn't have the pasik, hayisi omer Gzeira Shava. If I didn't have the limud from within Makalel, then I would have said the Gzeira Shava. Achshav shenomar kra, Gzeira Shava lo tzarech, but lamaisa, one does not need a Gzeira Shava. And as the right, but what do you mean? Why do you need a Gzeira Shava? So maybe part of that is because of the problem of this is Kachim, and therefore there are different limudim that are mentioned. It's similar to Margalia Sayamir says, maybe like we had the past couple of days also, Milsud Asiya B'Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kasav Lakra. So sometimes the Torah goes out of its way. Though it's a little difficult to say that by Gzeira Shava, as we've said, by Kal V'Chomer, that's said, because after all, Kal V'Chomer is based on Svara, Kal V'Chomer, maybe there's a Pircha, and that's why the Torah might go out of its way not to say a Kal V'Chomer, not to rely on a Kal V'Chomer. While Gzeira Shava is different, but we have also mentioned that Gzeira Shavas also have machlokos tanoim about them. Right? The Ramban points out in the Sefer HaMitzvos that it's impossible to be able to say Gzeira Shava me'atzmecha. Because after all, what the Torah is a very large book, and you're going to have words that repeat themselves. So if I make up the connections, then it's just a free-for-all. And it's just, well, make up, it says S, it says S. It says Vayomer, it says Vayomer. So you need a Mesorah. We need a Mesorah for Gzeira Shava. But there could be that, and it is true, that the Mesorah doesn't go through all the details. It doesn't say exactly what halachas are learned out. Certain words are passed down that go through history and through the halachic besorah, but not exactly all of the details. But that is all Rav Papa number two. Number three, Rav Ashi Amar, Moshe Hechav Yosef, similar, but a little different. Moshe Hechav Yosef, Machana Leviyah. Moshe was in the Machana Leviyah, Va'amar Le Rachmana, one pasuk. Hotzeis Mekalel, Chutz L'Machana Leviyah. El Michutz L'Machana, Chutz L'Machana Yisrael. Those are the two phrases, Vayotziu es ha-mekalel la'asiya. And that, Vayotziu, is la'asiya. You don't have to go to Uvnei Yisrael asu for the asiya. Vayotziu is the asiya, so you learn it out from the earlier phrases in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, asiya be'edyek sivu, but doesn't it say it beferish in the other pasuk that we mentioned? Uvnei Yisrael asu, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Answer, ha'humi boile. There are two elements when it comes to the niskal, chad l'smicha, v'chad l'tachia. The Edim, or those who are performing the mitzvah of Skila, do smicha, so to speak, lean on the person before, and then they push the chala tchiyah, as will be described Be'ez Hashem later on in the Adafim. If you look in the Rashi here, Rashi says, "Obrei Yisrael asu af smicha v'tchiyah." Smicha v'samchu kol hashomim tchiyah lav hachak siva ala misinai yaro yiyare mikan shechem and ha'edim ba v'dochachu u'mapilo migova beis haskila la'aretz. There's a part of din of smicha and a din of tchiyah. Again, for this person who was mechal shem shemayim beferish, again, as we have said, two dafim ago, it was very unusual for all of these to happen. So it's more about learning about the intricacies of the halachos than actually thinking about the literal pushing off. But again, if somebody in public defies God, disgraces God, embarrasses God, I know he said not to do this, but this is what I'm going to do. And it's at a time when we have the Beis HaMikdash and we have the miracles and we have, it's a different world, which we can't even fathom. So that's when these are pertinent. Fine. Amar le Rabbana le Rav Ashi, l'didach kolhani hotzi tachsivi b'farma nesarev mai darash b'hu. What about all the lashonos of hotza'a that we had yesterday? What does Rav Ashi, the third opinion here, do with them? Kasha, so he does not, the Gemara does not suggest an answer to that question. Okay. Echad omid v'chul. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that we have try to be mezakeh this person who's been going out, let out to be killed. What do we have? We have one person standing on the Pesach of Bezdin who has a sudarin as a flag, so to speak, or handkerchiefs in his hand, and the horse goes, and they keep looking back at each other to know if there's going to be a schus to bring him back to the Bezdin. Amar Rav Huna, pshitali echad even sheniskalba ve'echad eid shenitlabo. The stone that's used, the wood that's used for the hanging, the saif, the sword that's used for the mitzvah of saif, the echad suda shenechnechbo, or the suda, the handkerchief that's used for chanika, kulan mishal tzibur, all of those are paid for by public funds. Because, after all, that's the, it's not used. He doesn't have to pay for it. My time up. We don't say, come and kill yourself. We don't say that he has to take part in that. Tosfos says, why doesn't it say here, payment for the hot lead that is used for sreifa? So Tosfos says that, So it's referring to the brisa that's coming up in a couple of days, and there it does not say, it's not, the context of Tonema Psil is not shayach. Other Rishonim say, it's just a little piece of lead. It doesn't cost as much as some of the other items. So therefore it's not listed. But either way, it's also included. But a person doesn't have to pay for this himself. The question is going to be the items that are used for his chus. Boy Rafuna, let's just say it the contrary as, Sudar Sheminifinbo, Visus Sharatz, Uma Amidan, right? The horse and the flags, Mishalmihu. So who has to pay for those? Kivantat Sala Dide Mididehu. Are these for his own good, for his hatzala, so he should have to pay for them? O dilma, kiven de beidina mechayvina lamavid beyatzala, miditu. Or it's bezin schiyav of hitzilu ha'eda, so therefore maybe bezin would have to pay for it. So which is it? But he for sure doesn't have to because of the lashon. We don't say to him, zil v'leisi v'liktol nafshe. We don't say, come and kill and do this to yourself. Interesting discussion. The Sefer Chasidim writes, in Tafresh Ayin Ches, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Mi Shechayiv Skila, Lo Yelech L'makom Chayivs, V'lo Agagos, Pen Yipol. If a person knows that they were Chayiv, do they have a Chayiv to basically put themselves in a situation where they could kill themselves or cause their own death? Because after all, let's say there was no Asra, but I know I did it on purpose, so I'm Chayiv Karis, Chas V'Shalom. Right? So what's the... So says the Sefer Chassidim, no, there's no Chayiv until Bezdin is Mechayiv it. Person doesn't have a chiyuv to do anything themselves, like our lashon here. Or umishachata v'davar sheish bo chenek afilu b'shkaga lo yirchotz benahar v'lo yargel atzmo b'sfina v'chein mikol davar yizayir. No, you have to act like a regular person, not to put oneself in a dangerous situation just because a person thinks that they did it. Right? It relates to a Rambam that we're going to mention soon about a person, you know, saying, "Oh, I'm chayim isa," or "I'm chayim malchus," whip me or kill me. That is no, it's not done. Right? A person is not. Like the Gemara says here, that a person doesn't have any chiyuv to do it himself. There is a tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi, Rav Aya Frumer, the Kazakh lover, Hashem Yikom Damo, he was killed in the Treblinka, I think, in Chelek Beisim in Samach Vav. He talks about the mitzvah of Chayvim Isas Bezdin. So he has a very, he discusses a chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, which was somewhat of his contemporary. Nirolani is Daiti. The Echad Michayvim Isas Bezdin, Sheneragai De Bezdin, Mikayim Haneherag Mitzvazu. There's no, as we just said, person, if, until the chiyuv that Bezdin pronounces, there's no chiyuv for the person to do anything himself. But when he is killed, he's part of the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that anybody wants to do. As we have mentioned often, mitzvahs aren't, doesn't mean that we want to do every mitzvah. We don't want to do the mitzvah of Matzer Grushaso. We don't want to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Gzela. We don't want to do the mitzvah of Harigas Chayvei Mises Bezdin. But, says the Eretz Tzvi, when a person is involved, even if he is the Neherag, he is part of the mitzvah. Similar to what he says, the Avnei Nezer says, regarding the Tinok Hanimol. Yes, the mitzvah is on the father, but the child plays a major role. Right? You can't say he's not involved in the mitzvah at all. She'eno tafel a mitzvah bilvad, rak mekayim mitzvah, rak shenitztave ha'av. So what does that mean? He's part of the kiyam mitzvah, he just doesn't have the chiyuv of the tzivui. Kivan shu katan, ve'eno yochol lasos ba'atzmo, kach gam b'mechuyim mises bezdin. Sometimes we have someone who is involved in the mitzvah, even though they are not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Ha-mitzvah alav ba'atzmo, achshu lo nitztav al zeh la'asos ba'atzmo. That is the, and then he said, afilu horeg atzmo achar gzardin, chashem ha'abed atzmo ladas. Until Bezdin does it, you know, that's, if you do it to yourself, it's considered suicide. One is not allowed to do that. But, ela debina shi derech onesh, v'im yaseo me'atzmo lo yechashiv derech onesh v'derech hechrech. Uke'ein zeh le'inyin kriya, tov she'yayde acher. We find also the mitzvah of kriya when somebody is niftar, when there's a besorah ra'ah. That's also an example where somebody's involved in a mitzvah, but they're not the active party. You know, could you say this about puravu? A woman is a little more active there, but there also the woman plays the major role, even though she's not obligated, based on psukim. And we've spoken about the hashkafic messages of that from the Meshech Chachma in the past. But that's the Kazakh Lavi here who discusses that when it's hechrich, when it's done to you, so even though you're involved in it, but that creates a certain, you're involved in the mitzvah. Then he interesting discusses kafalem harkagigas. Kavala Mekagigas, the Tosas question in Shabbos Peches, right? Once we said Nasa Vinishma, how could it be, why did we need Kavala Mekagigas? So Tosva says, the difficult line to understand, well, we might have been Chozerbo when we saw the thunder and the lightning, and Hashem didn't want us to be Chozerbo. So then the question is, but what do you mean, if we would have been Chozerbo, how does the forcing help? So he quotes the Maharal, which we discussed also, this Maharal that explains Tosfos. It's not just about, no, that we might have been Chozerbo. It's just that Hashem wanted to create an absolute existence. Hashem wanted to be Kofe in order to create a relationship. Not that really we would have been Chozerbo. We accepted willingly. But he wanted to create a relationship, like the Zohar says, V'losia li'isha lo yuchal shachal kol yomav. A relationship that it would be forever and eternal, and therefore we would never be able to go back on. So there also, were we involved? We were forced, but yes, we were involved. And he compares all these cases. The person's involved in the kriya when it's nikra to him, and a person's involved, the baby's involved in the mila, and a person's involved in the misas bezdin when he is killed, again, even though it's a mitzvah that one does not want to do. And he says, you have it by averis too? What about if somebody allows their payas to be cut off? The Gemara talks about that. We'll get to that in Makos, Be'ez Hashem, about whether misayeya, a person allows themselves to be cut in an usher way. What about if they allow themselves to be cut on Shabbos? Right, so all of these are related issues. This is the Eretz Tzvi in Chelek Beis, Simen, Samach, Vav. But it all relates to this line, that a person, we don't make the person pay for his own death instrument, so to speak. But what about the flag? What about the horse? So that's for his atzala, or is it a chiyav on Bezdin? So question. So the Gemara continues. Vissu, I have another question. Had the Amar of Chiyabar of Ashi, Amar of Chista, something else that's for him, but it's still provided by Bezdin. Hayotze lehareg, mashkin oso kerchal levona bekoshal yayin. When a person is going out to be killed, we try to dull his senses. We give him some type of alcohol. Kedesha titarev daito. So he has somewhat of in a good tirif hadas. Usually tirif hadas is not good, right? A good tirif hadas. Rashi, v'lo yidag v'yismamea or v'yismakmeik b'harigaso. Right, a person is not focused. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a person might die slower if he knows what's going on. Right, so therefore we want him to, you know, not suffer as much. So kedeshi t'dorev daito shene'amar tenu sheicha la'oved v'yayin la'mari nefesh. We give him this cup of wine, and based on the pasuk, v'tanya nashim yikaras shev Yerushalayim ha'yim misnadvas m'viyoso son. The women, the special women of Yerushalayim, used to bring them and volunteer. V'lo isnadvu nashim yikaras shev Yerushalmi. What if they didn't bring it? So who has to pay for it? So again, this is for his benefit. So does he have to pay for it if the women don't bring it? So the Gemara says, Havadim Mistavra Mishal Tzibur. No, Mistama, that also is only Mishal Tzibur. Kivin Tafsiv Tenu Miditu. The Pasuk in Mishle is Tenu, we should give him. So the focus is on our giving him, and therefore it all comes from the Tzibur. So we don't answer that question of what about the other items. The Magalei Sayyam here says, maybe this is where the Minna comes from, of saying L'chaim. Right, because this cup of wine is lamisa, but we want to contrast, and the other cup that we say is l'chaim. Right, so that there are two suggestions. Maybe there are more. I remember two of them. One here, and the other suggestion is that according to the opinion that the Eitz Hada'as was the vine and grapes and wine, so that brought death. So we want to say this cup of wine should be l'chaim. So to contrast to the two cups of wine, one could also say the cup of Avelim, the cup that the Gemara in Ksubis talks about, the cups of wine that were brought then. So all of these it's all to contrast La'avelim. But we give these samamanim to dull the senses. The Sharm Mitzrayim Balacha here quotes all the shitas relating to what about dulling the senses of a child, of a baby, right? We just spoke about Mila also. Big discussion in the postgame about anesthesia when it comes to bris mila. Not general, but local anesthesia, major discussion based on a Medrash Agadah in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the poskim are emotional on both sides of the issue. The Sis Eliezer has a very strong tshuva, chas v'shalom, you can't use it, right? Based on the Medrash that Avram Avinu got schar for the tsar that he was in, right? So therefore you can't... But Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying no. Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's nothing in nigla or nistar that is against it. We don't even know how much of the pain that the child feels at the time. Okay, machlokas aposkim relating to this type of anesthesia related to the samamonim of something happening. See, this quotes those sources here. Okay. Boy mine Rav Acha bar Huna Meir Sheshes. Amar Echa Menat Talmidim Yishli Lamed Alav Zchus. Finish Tatek Mahu. Once we're talking about Zechuyos, if one of the Talmidim, right, one of the rabbis in the rows in the front, say, oh, I have a Zchus, and then he becomes a mute, meaning, and he can't say what the Zchus is. So what do we do? What do we do? He can't talk. What do we do? Rashi says, well, maybe we should say, oh, there must be a Zchus, and we can't figure out what it is, so let's be Mosif Dayanim. Just like if there's an Eni Odeya. But let's say we want to find this chus. So Mosef Dayanim, Menafeach Rav Sheshes Biyadir. Rav Sheshes blew into his hand as if to say, oh, what kind of like this? That suggestion is just wind. Right? He was just saying, he said, no, no way, of course not. Right? Nishtatek. We don't know what it is, so we don't know what it is. Right? There's nothing to talk about. Right? And he says, Nishtatek Afilu Echad Besof Olam Nami. Maybe somebody on the other side of the world also has a chus that we don't know about. Right, so just because, you know, he said it here, should it make a difference? So Gemara says back, yeah, Hasam lo ka'amar. What do you mean? Somebody on the other side of the world didn't say anything. Hacha ka'amar. Here something was said. My, so maybe we should think of it as a something significant that we should be mosif. So Tashma, Dabar Yosef Rachanina, Echam Natamidim Shezicha Vameis. What if the person dies? He was mezake and then he died. He said the schus. So Rowan Oso, Kilu Chaiva Omid Bim Komo. So we learned earlier that we treat him as if he was here. We count him in the people who are Mazaka. So says the Gemara, Zika in lo zichalo. Maybe we should say only if he was actually Mazaka and said this chus. But if he didn't say this chus, so then maybe we should discount. We shouldn't have to count him. Right? So therefore, isn't that a raya? So the Gemara says, no. Zicha pshitali. That brisa is saying earlier, the saying that that source is saying, if the schus was said, then it's obvious that we count him. Omar tibay lecha. But if he just said, I have a schus, and then he died, or that he became a mute, that is an unanswered, question. Period. So how would we have paskin? If we were writing the psaka on this gemara, how would we have paskin? Mistama slavik nefashas lahakel. Right, we don't know whether to count them as a schus or not, right, to be mosif, or just, what do you do? So, suffik lakula. So the problem is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam says that somebody is nishtatek, it's kamisha'eno. Kamisha'eno. Right, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, Avilcha Sanhedrin, Amar Echad Yeshli Lamid Schus v'nishtatek, O Meis, Kodem Shilmat Schus v'yomar Meis Adam Shem Mizakeh, Harizah kamisha'eno. Nothing, says the Aruch Laner in our Gemara. Suffik nefashos lahakel. How can the Rambam say that? It's kamisha'eno. Right? What do you mean we don't count? So the Achronim, the Lecha Mishnah, and others say it must be that the Rambam holds like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, who blew in his hand, he was vadai saying that's not a question. Even though the Gemara continues and says, I'm not sure, but Rav Sheshes obviously didn't think there was a kasha to ask. So the Rambam must paskin like Rav Sheshes in that case. The Minchas Chinuch also suggests this in Mitzvah Ayin Zayin, which is the mitzvah of being starting off schus shloi lamed chov mishlimed schus chilav din nefashos. The Minchas Chinuch talks about a sofer in the Chinuch. He had a girsa in the Chinuch of if somebody says I have a schus or I have a chova, and then the person dies. He has that added line now, or I have a chova, right? So the Minchas Chinuch says if a chova. We're going to be. This whole thing is possible only because of Yitzilu Eida. So, what do you mean a chovas? He says it must be a Torah Sofer. Right? It's just about schus. Just about schus. V'yakalam aboyle ele b'schus. Ava b'chova. Pashit she'eno klob. It's pashit that it is nothing. And then he discusses the Rambam and he says the Rambam paskin is like Rav Sheshes. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Zayin. The Chinuch there discusses the Svara, the Shorash HaMitzvah of this Mitzvah Saseh of in Nefashos always starting Min Hatzad, like we had that earlier, right? So that the people will be willing or able to argue on the greatest of the Dayanim, right? Because if the greatest one says it, then that's it. Nobody's going to argue. And Alti Dan Yechidi, right? You don't want to have one judge that is Kodeya for everybody. Maybe at the end of this time, we'll go more and explain that Mishnah a little more. Okay, we continue. Afilu hu v'chulu, even if he himself, the Nidon, the defendant himself, is on the way out to be killed and says, oh, I have a schus. Right, we bring it back. Afilu Pam Rishona Vishniya. Even the first and second time we bring him back, Vyatanya, Pam Rishona Vishniya, Beishish, meaning even the first and the second time we try to figure out whether there's Mamish Bidvarav, it's going on the continuation of the Mishnah. But is that really true, Vatanya? But we learned in the Brisa, Pam Rishona Vishniya, Beishish, Mamish Bidvarav, Beishin, Mamish Bidvarav, Machzirin or so. The first two times we bring him back automatically. We don't even ask, we don't even try to determine whether there's mamish bidvarav, whether there's significance and truth. Mikan ve'elach, im yish mamish bidvarav, machzirin oso. Ein mamish bidvarav, ein machzirin oso. Afterwards, we try to figure out. We don't just bring him back every time, then it'll end l'davar sof. So Gemara says, okay, you're right, Amar Papa, targama mipam shniya ve'elach. You're right. Afterwards, not the first time or even the second time, right? Afterwards, we try to figure out whether there's mamish bidvarav. But the first two times, we go automatically. We know Yadi. Well, how do we know? We're out there in the field on the way to the base of Skila. How do we know if there's mamish bidvarav? Answer: De masrina lezuga derabanan. On that third time, we give him a pair of rabbis to determine at the place to listen a little bit. Ika mamish bidvarav in ilolo. If there's mamish, then we bring him back. If not, not. Valimser lemeikara. So why don't we just give him the rabbis originally? Why don't we try to figure it out even the first time? Agav deba'is lomatzi amar kamade islay. He's going to be scared. He's a little harried the first and the second time. So we just like, you have something? Okay, calm down. Come back. Think about it. And we will talk. So that is the schus that we have between the difference between the first and the second time and the third time. First and the second time, he's just not composed. And therefore we give him a little more flexibility. Okay, here we go, says the Mishnah. So, Skila, he's being let out. Matzu lo schlus patru. Let's say we find the schlus, we bring him back, and everything works out, and we find a way to exonerate him. So we send him off, and we set him free. Vimlav yosa lisakel. And if not, we send them out lisakel, to fulfill, to be part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of skila. V'kruz yotzei lefanav, and the announcer goes in front of him. Ish ploni ben ploni yotzei lisakel. Al sha'aver aveira plonis. Right, so-and-so is going to be subject to skila because he did this aveira. Uploni, uploni edav, and these edim were his edim. Komi shiyodei alo zchus yavo b'yalamid alav. If anybody has anything to say, we send it out in, we publicize it, maybe we'll send it out in, we'll put it on the internet, you know, just to, we want to try to save the person, right? So therefore, we do whatever we can in order to try to save the person. Amar Abaya, v'tzorech lameimer, not only do we announce who the Eidim were, but we also announce time and place. V'tzorech lameimer, b'yom ploni, u'b'sha ploni, z'u'b'makam ploni. Why do we do that? We want to be able to try to find witnesses. Dilma ika diyadi va'azhi umazim lahu. Right? Maybe we'll be able to find witnesses and be able to undo the psak din, and in that way to save this person. V'kruv yotzei lefanav, and the kruz goes out, and the announcer goes out in front of him. Lefanav in me'ikara lo. In front of him, yes, but me'ikara, right before he is killed, it's sent out. The kruz goes, but earlier meikara lo, but not earlier than right before he's sent out. If you read those four words, it sounds like it's leading up to a question. That is a Talmudic leading up to a question. Lafada vin meikara lo. But if you look in the Vilna Shas, as the common gemaras that we have, that's it. The gemara ends, right? If you look in Rashi, Rashi adds in meikara lo. Arba'im yom kodem, 40 days earlier. Right. What do you mean? What's 40 days earlier? So, as is somewhat known, this Gemara, as we see the big space on the bottom, is one of the censored Gemaras. One of the Gemaras that's missing 10 lines. And I have a copy of it, so we'll just read it now, even though there's not... but Rashi obviously had it. Rashi, with those that last Rashi, you know Rashi had the next piece of Gemara. But... We will read the lines. Those out there who don't have it, feel free. There's a Gemara's out there. I'm sure it can be found online as well. So the Gemara says, this is one of the Yeshu Gemaras. Says the Gemara, Lefana bin meikara lo, v'yatanya, be'erev Pesach tal uhu liyeshu anotzri, v'akruz yotzei lefanav, arboim yom, right? But Yeshu anotzri was killed on erev Pesach, and 40 days before they made it the announcements. Yeshua notzu yotzei lisakel achakishev v'hisiach v'hisis v'hidechas Yisrael. Right, he misled and he was mesis klal Yisrael. Right, kol mishi yodei lo zchus yavo v'yilamid alav. And if anybody knows the zchus on his behalf, right, but they did it for 30 days before, not just right beforehand. V'lo matzu lo zchus v'talu be'erev Pesach. So the Gemara asks, you know, what about in the case of Yeshua notzri? That wasn't right before. That wasn't lefanav. Right, that was way before earlier. So Gemara says, "Amar Ula v'tizra Yeshua notzi barafuches chusu." The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Was he someone who we should have looked for a chus for? Mesisu. V'rachman amar lo sachva v'lo schas alav. He was a mesis. So the whole thing has different rules. We shouldn't have looked for chus at all. Elashayni Yeshu tekarav l'malchus avi. He was close to the governmental officials, so we had to go above and beyond to try to show that we were trying to be mezakahim. And it didn't work, but that's why we did 30 days before, and that's why we did it, even though he was a emesis. This is one of the versions of what happened to Yeshua Notzri. There are other versions, but again, it's not really something that we're going to get into right now, but it's a historical issue. Tanu Rabbanan, then the Braisa quotes various Talmidim of Yeshu that had biblical arguments with the rabbis, right, trying to work out. There were five students that Yeshua Notzri had. Matai, sounds like Matthew. Nakai, sounds like Nicholas. Netzer, Buni, Toda. Asyula Matai, they brought Matai to Bezdin. Amalhu, Masai Yeharek, he says to them, Masai, I'm going to be killed? Haksiv, Masai, Avove, Eira, Pnei Elokim. Right, a play on words. Amrula, they say, yeah, in Masai Yeharek, Dechsiv, Masai Yamus, Va'avat Shemo. Right, they are going basically to his level. He is using psukim inappropriately, but just to play on words, Chazal could do that too. Asyula nakoi, amrlu nakoi yeharek. Haksiv v'naki v'tzadik al ta'arog. You can't kill nakoi. Amrulo in nakoi yeharek. Haksiv b'mistarim yarog naki. Asyula neitzer, amrlu neitzer yeharek. Haksiv v'neitzer mishar hashav yifret. Right? You see, he should sprout. Armorlo in Netzer Yehareg Dechsiv Yatoy Shlachto Mikivrecha Knetzer Nitav. A Netzer is thrown away from the grave. Asiola Boni Armorlohu Boni Yehareg Haksiv Bini Bechori Yisrael Boni and Bini Armorlo in Boni Yehareg Dechsiv Hine Anochi Yehareg Es Bincha Bechorecha. And finally, the last one, Asiyul Toda, the fifth Talmud, Amrulu Toda Yehareg, Dechsiv Mizmar Lasoda, Amrulo in Toda Yehareg, Dechsiv Zoveach Toda Yechab Denani. And the fact that that last word is there, Yechab Denani, also explains what the next line of our Gemara is going to be, which we darshan also Yechab Denani. But early, this Gemara was clearly here. So again, we did it, and we could also talk about the question that has come up with the Eretz Tzvi. Two Eretz Tzvis today, wow. Second Kasha Klaver, who discusses, how can we make Siyumim today on a Masechta of Gemara? After all, you know, maybe there are other censored Gemaras that we don't know about. Maybe we're not really finishing it. Maybe there's lines, right? Maybe we've done Masechta Sanhedrin in the past and we haven't read those lines, right? So how can we make a Siyum? So says the Eretz Tzvi, says Rav Aryeh Frumer, what's required for a Siyum? L'maisa, what's required for a Siyum? So we know, okay, Masechta of Gemara and a Seder Mishnayos. One second. What's the source? One of the sources of Siyumim is making, in the Gemara, Abaye, I think it was, made a party for all the rabbis made Siyumim. They didn't make a Siyum on Gemara. They were the Gemara. Right? So what does that mean? It means that if you have a unit of learning, and that's considered a unit of learning for you, and you spend a while on it, so you can make a Siyum. I was asked recently by a bar mitzvah boy who learned Sefer HaChinuch for 2 years. Right? Can they make a Siyum on it? The answer is yes. Moshe Feinstein's famous story about the person who made a Siyum on one page of Gemara. Right? There's if somebody spends a lot of time and they work hard and it's a unit, so then even if it's not a unit of other units, you know, like other units, but it still is enough for a Siyum. It's not a technical formal line. So like in the Gemara, the stories of Gemara, they obviously made Siyum on Masechta Mishnayos, but it wasn't just Mishnayos. It was the topics of Gemara that they related to that. But either way, hopefully we're Yotzei L'Chaladeus, because we were able to do those lines. Okay, Amar Reb Shua ben Levi. So you're based on the last pasuk that we just read. Now an Amud Beis on top, those of you who are joining us again. Mem Gimel Amud Beis on top. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi. Kol HaZoveach Es Yitzro U'Misvade Alav. If somebody literally shechs his Yitzahara, U'Misvade Alav. The Marsha says, it's both the Avar and the Asid. Ma'alav HaKasav Kilu Kibdo L'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shnei Olamim. V'Olam HaZeh U'Olam HaBa. So it's as if you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavod in both worlds. Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. Tichsiv Zoveach Toda Yechabde Nani. The two Nuns, we darshin, the two Kibudim, right? If we do Tshuva, in this world, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas in this world and in the next world. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, once we're talking about Shuvah, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Adam Makriv Ola, Schar Ola Biyado. When a person was Makriv and Ola, he has the Schar of an Ola, Mincha, Schar Mincha Biyado. Avamisha Daito Shvela, but if somebody has a humble spirit, Ma'alav HaKasav, Kilu Hikriv Kala Karbanas Kulan. It's as if he gave all the Karbanas. And the Ben Yoyada says, it's as if when he's humble, then all the karbanas that might not have been done with perfect kavana can all be piggybacked and go with this one. Shenemar zivchei elokim ruach nishbara, a broken spirit. V'lo od elash ein tefilas nimas. Not only is it keilu he brought all the karbanas, but his tefila is not nimas. Shenemar leib nishbar v'nitke elokim lo sivzeh. Ask all the achronim. What? It's as if he brought all the karbanas and his tefillah is not nimas. Right? What's the and? If he brought all the karbanas, then obviously his tefillah is not nimas, and there's even more what is he accomplishing. So all the achronim try to explain. The Shvus Yaakov writes, Shemeachar shetefillas keneged tmidim tiknum umishadaito shvela alav harikfar hikriv kol karbanas. Salkadayadach shetefillah asu levatala. He doesn't need this. If it's kilu, he brought all the karbanas, so what does he need tefillah for? Kamash b'lan, no. His tefillah is still accepted, right? Even though it's as if he brought all the karbanas. Or, the Ben Yehoyada here says, sometimes we daven, and as we mentioned in the past, we think we know what's good for us. But, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not good for us. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, the Achronim say, the Shem Yishmuel, we daven a tefillah without words. You know, we don't want to you know, be koveya what exactly is important for us and what we need and what is latova. Right, so therefore, we daven tefillah without words. But that's what it's saying. By somebody who has a broken spirit, Hashem takes the tefillahs and always makes it latova for them. Right, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. V'kabel berachamim uveratzon esfilaseinu. Right, accept our tefillahs and rachamim. Don't accept our tefillahs automatically. Because maybe what we think is good is not something that you think is good for us. So therefore, maybe that's what was added. His tefillah is not nimas, even if objectively it should be nimas, but it is not. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hayarachal we base askila kasar amos. When the base askila is on the horizon, 10 amos away, omrimlo, hisvada, we say, okay, it's time to do a vidui. Shkindera kalamumsa misvadin, because this is going to be part of your kapara. Everyone who was killed is misvada. Shikala misvada, yishlo chelak lolam haba. Right, even though this world is ending, but the next world, you will be alive. Shkematzinu ba'achan, because we know from Achan, who took from the spoils by Yehoshua, shenemar lo Yehoshua, bini, Simna kavod l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, give Hashem honor, v'tein lo todah, be smade. V'yan achan es Yeshua v'yomar, Amon anochi chatasi v'kazos v'kazos v'gomer, and he was besmade. U'minai shekipa lo viduyo, how do we know that it worked? Sh'neemar v'yomar Yeshua me'achar tanu yarcharcha Hashem v'yom hazeh. Right, what you have troubled us, Hashem will trouble you in this day. V'yom hazeh ata achur v'yata achur l'olam haba. But not in the future. If a person can't be misvadeh, he doesn't have the head to be misvadeh, he doesn't remember everything. Omrim lo, just say in short, Amor tehe misa si kapara kol avonosai. My misa should be a kapara for all my avonos. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ma yodeshu mizumam. What if he knows that really they were edom zomim and it's all fake and it's all made up? Omer, he could say a caveat. Tehe misa si kapara kol avonosai, chutz me avonzeh. Doesn't want anybody to think it was this sin. Amru l'chacham say, no, he can't say that. Then everybody will say that. Im kein yikol adam omer kein. Dilanakos atzmo. So for the system, for the good of the system, he can't say that. The Rambam quotes the Misa of Achan in an important Rambam, which we've discussed in the past, the end of Parag Yud Ches, in Ilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, Gzeres hakasavhu, shein memisin bezdin v'lo malkin es ha'adam v'hodayas piv. El api shnei edim. Bezdin, right, ain adam misa matzmo rasha. As we have had, a person cannot come to Bezdin and say, I'm chayim misa, I'm chayim malchus. V'zeh shaharag Yehoshua achan, v'david legera maleki, v'hodayas p'em, harasha haisa. That was a special din, harasha or din malchus. It was a special din. One might also say, they used the goro. Hashem told him. But even without that, here he admitted. Right, he admitted that was a harasha. Avala Sanhedrin in Mamisin Velo Malkin Hamode Bavera, but the Sanhedrin can't do it. Why? Shema Nitrifa Daito Badavarzeh. Maybe the person is just going crazy. Shema Minha Amelin Mari, maybe he's a masochist, maybe he just wants to die. Shema, and he's making up the story. And even if he's not making up the story, as we said, he's not Chayim Misa yet, until Beza pronounces it. Shema Minha Amelin Mari Nefesh, Amachakim Lamus, Shem Tamid Tokin Charvos Babitna, Mashlichan Aslami Alagagos. So he says it's Xeris HaKasiv, but maybe it's because they're just making it up, but it's Xeris HaKasiv. So he said it's Xeris HaKasiv, but it's a little svara also. And that's the beautiful Radvaz on this Rambam also, at the end of Perek Ches, where the Radvaz says, our body is not ours. Right? We're not the bialim of our body. Right? V'ef shalasi ksas tam, shein nafsho shal adam kinyano, ela kinyin hakadosh baruch hu. Sh'ne'emar ha'nefashos li'heina. Hilkach lo to'a lo da'asa b'davar she'eno shalo. U'malkus palga demisi avo mamonu shalo. Right, hold on, didn't come edim dami when it comes to mamon. But not when it comes to malkus or misa. Okay. Again, there's a lot here by all these dafim, but we'll continue. Tana Rabbanan, no. Eino eloshen bakasha. Yeshua binun says to him, no, please. B'shosh ha'makadosh baruch hu. Yeshua chata Yisrael. When Hashem said to Yeshua, you know why people, right, they defeated Yericho, then they go to Ai, and they keep getting destroyed. So Hashem says to Yeshua, yeah, somebody sinned, Chata Yisrael. Amar lefan ribono shel olam, mi chata hu, amar le v'chitilter ani lecha. You think I'm going to tell you? Habal garolos, right? I'm not going to be the source for this. Remember, we had this once before, not to embarrass people. And Shmuel HaKatan didn't embarrass the one that was... came up to the Ibur Hashanah without permission, and the other Rav who went out of the shir after someone else ate garlic. So Hapal Garolos, yeah, I'm not going to tell you. Hapal Garolos, Halach Ibur Garolos. And he made a Garol, Nafanafal Garol Al Achan, and it came out on Achan. Amrar Lo, Achan says, Yeshua, Begarol Atabo Eli. You chose me through a Garol. Atav Elazar Akoin, Shtei Gdoli Adoratem. What? The two greatest tzaddikim. Imanim Apil Alechem Garol, Alechem Mikem Unofel. If I make a goal with you two, it's going to come out with somebody. So obviously somebody had to be the loser, right? Somebody had to be the one that was chosen, right? So therefore, I don't think it proves anything. Amarlo says, Yeshua, b'vakasha mimcha al totzi laz al gorolos. Please don't make fun of the gorolos. Sha'asida eretz yisrael tshetzchalik b'gorol. Because in just a couple of years, Yeshua ben Nun says, the gorol is going to be used to split up eretz yisrael, and I don't need anybody to be malshin on it. Shneemar ach begoro yechaleg asaretz. Just tain todah. Yeshua continues and says, "Be misvada, Amar Avina shichud ishachti b'mili." He tried to convince him with words. Klum nevakish b'mcha elahoda. Just he says, "Be misvada." Maybe he gave the impression that if he was misvada, he wouldn't even be killed. Tain lo todah v'hipater miyad. But he was doing it for his benefit. That's why he was allowed to do it. So Vayanachanas Yeshua, Vayomer Amnah Anochi Chatesu L'Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Vikazos Vikazos Asisi. And Achan says, "I did it." Yes. What is Vikazos Vikazos? Amar Vasi Amar Abchanina Malamet Shemal Achan B'Shlosha Charamim. He admitted for things he did even earlier, right? Not only from this Chayrim. What's the Chayrim? Where something is considered off limits. Not only with this Chayrim did he take, and we'll get to mention more of that tomorrow about this Chayrim. But he took from two earlier charamim also in the days of Moshe. Shneimar kazos v'kazos asisi. I did it two other times earlier. Or Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishmar Blazer Rabbi Shimon Chamisha. He took from five spoils. Arba abime Moshe v'echa bime Yoshua. Shneimar anochi chadasi v'chados v'kazos asisi. Rashi describes here, and the other Rishonim, which battles was it? Sichon. Oh, which battles were there spoils from? But either way, whether it was four, whether it was three, why was he only punished now? Why were Klal Yisrael only punished now for Achan's sins if he took from spoils earlier? Because the concept of Arvus, the concept of Koyisal Arabim Zelazeh, only applies now. Right? Rashi points out the dots on the top of these words in the Torah. At the end of Dvarim, so Arvus started now. So up until beforehand, Achan did it, so it was only his own personal Avera. But now, obviously, there's Arvus, and therefore there's a lot more for each person to be responsible for. And therefore, Rashi even says, the Nekudos should be on top of Hashem Elokeinu, right, to teach me Hanisaras Lashem Elokeinu, right, Vanigla Donovadeinu, but it's not covered to put dots on top of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and therefore you put it on the other words of the pasuk. But either way, this is the sugya of Arvus, but especially maybe we'll start with tomorrow when we get into more Arvus. Okay, this is one of the dafim here, one of the censored dafim, Sanhedrin Mem Gimel, Baruch Hashem, we will continue.